This is No Mr. Brady, a Star Trek reboot fic, written by a non-persona, read by Rena Jenkins. Good morning, darling, Jimmy cried, practically sashaying into the fort. He gave his wife a swooping kiss on the cheek before leaning down to the baby, which was busy attempting to escape from the chair it was currently confined in. He gave baby a kiss as well, crinkling a tiny nose as hairs tickled at the edge of his nostrils. Spock, his wife, frowned. No, he said. I still do not believe this is correct. My father would not behave in this manner. Jim let out a huff, sitting down and grabbing his plastic mug and sipping at some pretend coffee. Yeah, he said, but I'm not being your dad. I'm being Mr. Brady. Mr. Brady is fictional, Spock pointed out crisply. My father is not. Jim glared at him. When we get married, he said, you better not go around telling me to act like your dad. When we get married, Jim, Spock said, giving him a look, one that was slightly undermined by his chubby cheeks and bugged-out eyes and bowl haircut. We will not have children. Therefore, there will be no reason to play house. So we will not need character references. They both shivered at the mention that they wouldn't have kids. Not because they wanted them or anything. Because they had just learned why it was possible for, say, Uhura and Lil Scotty, who were the only other engaged couple in the preschool. And not possible for them yesterday. And overcoming a shocker like that wasn't exactly easy. Really. Grown-ups were just gross sometimes.
Okay, come on, midgets. Get over here, story time.
Kirk's face brightened, and for a moment, it seemed he was about to run ahead without Spock, who was fumbling to remove the tribble from its restraints. But he turned back, grabbing the other boy's hand and tugging impatiently instead. Come on, it's Bones! Spock, hurry up! He might say something weird without us!
That would not be objectionable, Spock muttered.
He was pouting. Or he wasn't, because he was a Vulcan, like his daddy, so he couldn't actually pout. He was just scrunching his face and staring at the ground and holding Jimmy's hand a little more fiercely, and it just happened to all be at the same time, and it just happened to fall around the time that they had to spend with Bones, the student teacher, who liked Jim a whole lot despite the fact that he made fun of Spock sometimes and didn't smell nice at all.
Yeah. Get over here, kids. Time for a group discussion. Then I'm apparently going to read you a book about this tree that spoils this little brat rotten. And the brat just goes and sits on its body because you kids aren't going to be screwed up enough by life itself.
Bones looked as charming as ever, sitting slouched over and smelling sour, with his face all prickled with the beginnings of beard. Jim waved frantically with his free hand, and Spock glared, gripping the other one. The tribble trilled, as if nothing was wrong. Spock found this weirdly insulting.
Okay,
Bones said, taking a sigh and then gifting them all with the barest shadow of a smile.
What did you all do over the weekend?
I rode my bike by myself,
Janice said from the front, jumping up and down as her hair, a crazy amount of hair, bounced in beaded braids around her head.
Peachy,
Bones said.
What did you do, Bones?
Hikaru cried from the front, eyes wide.
I survived a hangover,
Bones said conversationally. He seemed to regret this as soon as he said it, however, wincing slightly, then adding,
But hey, this is about you kids. Come on, what'd you all do this weekend?
I ate a worm. I watched Spider-Man. I played with my dog.
Jimmy?
Bones called, pointing at Jimmy now, who was practically leaping out of his tiny plastic chair.
I drove my jackass stepdaddy's car off a cliff!
He shouted proudly. There was much oohs and ahs and applause to this, and Jimmy smirked and sat down, and Bones looked really disturbed, and Spock glared at everyone until they looked away. Then he scooted closer, holding Jimmy's entire arm now, because this was his Jimmy, and no freaking cliffs could have him, because they were going to get married and have tribble babies. But not in that way, because that was gross. They'd never be like that. Plus, tribbles were different from Vulcans and humans. It probably wasn't possible or something.
At least one of them would have to be a Tribble.
The end.
Author's note. Dear God! I think I only wrote this way because I just read the last bit of Poisonwood Bible again and was busy sobbing my freaking eyes out, so I needed fluff like you would not believe. Yeah. This is fluffy. I mean, I basically collected a lot of things I've seen kids do and altered them slightly and then crammed them together into a story. But it fills the prompt, so I thought I should post it. Hope you enjoy it.